Hello, everyone. This is Marjorie Alexander, host of A Sustainable Mind, and I am so happy to be behind the mic introducing you to season two. We have some awesome interviews coming up for you in the next few months that I want to tell you about. We are switching up a couple of things in terms of the type of people that we'll be interviewing. And then also stick around till the end because I really want to share with you our very first live event. Make sure you stick around till the end to learn more about that. So before we get into all of that, I really want to just take a look back, quickly share with you some of my favorite interviews and also some of my favorite moments of things that weren't on the show itself, but things that happened behind the scenes. So one thing that I love about hosting A Sustainable Mind is that I get to have the most amazing conversations with fascinating people from all over the globe. And one thing that we all have in common is that we love the planet, we love our community, and we want to give back and do our part to make sure that we can thrive in the coming decades and hopefully centuries. And we've had on some amazing guests. Some have been household names in the sustainability world, and some have been behind some smaller projects. And A Sustainable Mind has just been kind of an international platform to get to know their story. So some of my favorite interviews include Tom Zaki from TerraCycle. He's a CEO and founder of TerraCycle. TerraCycle being the world leader in recycling. They have found solutions for everything from cigarette butts to baby diapers. And they have teamed up with some of the largest manufacturers in the world through their biggest initiative called Loop. They've been teaming up with people from Seventh Generation and Tide and Pantene and even another A Sustainable Mind guest, the people over at Plain Products. So all of these interviews that I list, I'll be having the links and episode numbers for those in the description for this episode. So if you want to go back and listen, that information will be right there in your podcast player. Another episode that I really enjoyed was with Catherine Kellogg. She is from Going Zero Waste, and in terms of millennials, she's probably one of the more notable names in sustainability for people in their 20s and their early 30s. And she has a really interesting story to tell about how she was having some health issues and how that brought her to changing her habits when it came to the products that she was buying and what she was putting in her body. Fantastic interview. There's also Bea Johnson, who is the founder of Zero Waste Home. Bea does interviews all over the world and is very well known for writing her book, Zero Waste Home. And initially, what she was known for was fitting all of her family's trash into a small, I believe, quart-sized jar. So years ago, you may have seen her online with a photo of that jar of trash that her family produced over the course of an entire year. She's gone on to speak at Google and a whole bunch of other companies and organizations. There's also an interview with Rob Greenfield, and Rob was famous for wearing all the trash that he produced on his body for an entire month walking around the streets of New York City. Since then, he's done really awesome things like rode bamboo bicycles cross country a couple of times. And last year, he actually released a film called Food Freedom, where he was living strictly off of food that he grew. So check out our interview with Rob, awesome sustainability influencer, really good guy, and a fantastic interview. Another one that I really loved was Maya Van Rossum, and Maya is the mind behind the Green Amendment. It is both a book and a movement changing environmental legislation in states all over the U.S. That's a fantastic interview, especially if you're interested in environmental law and advocacy. There's also an interesting and slightly explicit interview with my good friend, Maikwe Ludwig. She used to be the executive director of Dancing Rabbit Eco Village, which is one of the more well-known eco villages here in the U.S. It's been around for a couple of decades. And now she's gone on to co-found an eco village of her own, I believe in Wyoming. She invited me out for a long weekend when they were kind of in the planning phases of everything, and I got to see the beginning stages of how that developed and was super fascinating. So if you want to learn more about living in community, about eco villages, that's a fantastic interview to listen to. And then finally, Isolde Trachtenberg. We had a really great conversation about environmental education and really digging in, like literally digging in. She and I went out in Maryland, where she lived at the time, out to a park, and we just dug around in the dirt for a couple of hours, like a bunch of kids, and that was a really fun conversation as well. And lastly, I had a fantastic and super intriguing conversation with Dr. Jan Vendetti, head of malacology over at the National History Museum of Los Angeles. I totally geeked out on that conversation about snails and slugs. So if you're into that sort of thing, go check that out. And it's conversations like those that really remind me that I really look forward to getting more involved in the sciences on more of a hands-on basis. So these are just a handful of some of my more favorite and memorable conversations over the last 5 years, and I really hope to be bringing you more interviews that are inspiring and educational just like these for years to come. But what I enjoy even more than the interviews themselves are some of the things that happen behind the scenes, and I'll share two super short stories with you. One interview that I did with Jordan Figueredo. Jordan is the founder of the Ugly Fruit and Veg campaign, and he's gone on to team up with retailers really trying to tackle the issue of reducing food waste, specifically produce waste. So 2 days after I interviewed Jordan, he emailed me and said that someone had reached out to him offering or wanting him to come and speak at their organization. And I really wanted A Sustainable Mind to have a certain impact. I didn't know what that impact was necessarily going to look like, and I certainly didn't know how we were going to get there. But this was one of those first moments when I was like, okay, we're actually doing something here. We're actually teaching people. We're actually having an impact. There are ripples that are going out into the world, and they're becoming waves, so to speak. So that was one email that really kind of warmed my heart, and it was really validating for me to know that something that I did was causing another thing and another thing and another thing positive to happen in the world of sustainability. There was another moment a couple months later, actually almost 5 years ago exactly, early February of 2016, when I received an email from a listener. And it was actually the first email that I'd received. I think that I'd gotten some contact from people from the form on the website, and of course, you know, ratings and reviews for the podcast on Apple and stuff like that. But this was the very first time that a listener really reached out to me just to say hello. And I'd like to read that email to you because it was super moving to me. It was moving to me when I read it the first time. I think I might have cried a little bit. And every time I read it, I have the exact same reaction. So I'm going to read that to you now. Dear Marjorie, in early January of this year, I listened to my first podcast show ever, A Sustainable Mind, episode 13 on Tim Silverwood's Take 3 organization. I really wanted to get into podcasts, and your stories had me hooked. I, too, am a young, aspiring environmental changemaker with a degree in environmental studies. While I am currently an elementary school teacher working to weave in threads of sustainability into my curriculum, I hope to work for some kind of environmental nonprofit in the future. However, I am still trying to investigate ways to create a path and find where I truly fit into the sustainability movement. I have listened to and have been inspired by all of your podcasts. Because of this, I am sad to discover, as you stated in your shows, that there aren't many podcasts doing anything like what you have created with ASM. I know that you said ASM was your graduate school project, but I was hoping you would continue with the podcast show even upon graduation. I'd love to hear from you about your plans for ASM and your journey since graduate school. I wish you the best. Respectfully, your inspired listener, Anastasia. So thank you, Anastasia. That email was, I mean, still today, in all of the communication that I receive from people, I constantly am thinking about that initial email and the impact that it had on me. And it really pushed me to be like, you know, this is supposed to be a master's thesis project. I completed my project. I did what I came here to do. But this is having an impact, not just on, you know, people like Jordan, but also the listeners. And I really want to continue this because I feel like it is inspiring. It is educational. It is making an impact for people on all different levels. And, you know, I want to give people what they want. And also, I'm learning a ton as well. And then the last thing that I wanted to share with you actually is that A Sustainable Mind has been a huge growth opportunity for me. Prior to this show, and even in the first few years of this show, I've had some real challenges throughout my life with social anxiety And certainly with stage fright and, you know, fear of public speaking and things like that, I've had a few instances in my life where I've literally like gotten up in front of a crowd of 200 people and spoken for like 7 or 8 minutes and have like no idea what I said because I was so nervous. My brain just completely shut down. And I just, those instances were extremely traumatic for me. And I remember, you know, times in college where, you know, someone would approach me at a party, especially an attractive person that I might may or may not have had a crush on. And I literally just walked out of the party, walked home, middle of the night, completely alone. I could not take it. I mean, just thinking about who I was back then, it makes my skin crawl, honestly. I've just been a really anxious and nervous person in general. And still even today, you know, interviewing dozens and dozens of strangers online, it really is a challenge for me and an opportunity for me to like step into this person that I know that I am when I'm my best self. But it's always a challenge, and I have to kind of remind myself to turn it on, because one thing that I've realized doing the show is that confidence isn't something that you are necessarily. It's something that you can choose to step into. At least that's where I am right now. And since then, I think it was 2019, of course, you know, COVID last year didn't look like much for a lot of people in terms of doing things in person. But 2019, at the beginning of that year, and I'm not big on New Year's resolutions, but I actually just kind of on a whim decided that was going to be the year that I wanted to do speaking engagements of some sort. I wanted to teach or speak or do something in front of a group. And turns out by the end of the year, I'd done 6 different things. I taught 3 or 4 2-hour workshops on various topics. And I also did 2 full day podcast workshop courses with a group of a dozen business owners and entrepreneurs. And the only reason that I was able to do those things was because of who I've become doing this podcast, learning how to kind of think on my feet and listen, but also be planning the next thing that I'm going to say and really be able to be a storyteller, not just a person that asks questions, how to be a good interviewer and how to really craft a conversation and a story as I go. It's something that I really cherish. And I can't imagine looking back at who I was before A Sustainable Mind came around, how I would have gotten to that place without this show. So that's all thanks to you all, everyone that has ever sent me an email or feedback, both positive and negative, anyone that's ever given me a review, anyone that's ever said, hey, this is amazing stuff, keep on doing what you're doing. Thank you, thank you, thank you all so much. If it were not for you, I would not have continued with this show. And I personally just gained so much from it. So I just wanted to share all of that with you all. And I guess now we can talk about what's going to happen in season 2. So season 2, what's going to be different and why? Number 1, I really want to highlight more women, people of color, and queer people in the space of environmental sustainability. One of the benefits of having a popular show is that you get a ton of guest suggestions and inquiries. But honestly, that's made me a little bit, I won't say lazy, but it's made me kind of light on effort in terms of reaching out to guests. One thing that surprised me when I got into podcasting, and it continues to surprise pretty much every single one of my podcasting clients, I do consulting on a day-to-day basis, both at my day job and with my own company, and that is guest acquisition and management, and it's a ton of work. It's a ton of work researching, and if people are getting in touch with you, you have to vet them and emailing sometimes a dozen times back and forth and scheduling and making sure everyone has the right technology and equipment to make sure that the sound quality is decent, getting their headshots and bios and social media and websites, and it's just a lot. And I would argue that it is probably the most difficult part of podcasting, at least it is for me and a lot of other podcasters that I know. So when people are sending you suggestions and applying to be on your show, it kind of takes a little bit of the work out of the whole process. But on the other hand, you kind of just wind up with what you got. And because of that, I will be the first to say that I have not always been good about making sure that the voices heard on this show are diverse. I haven't. That's just the truth of it. But me, as a queer woman of color myself, I've been really annoyed sometimes. I mean, well, heck, on plenty of occasions, let's be real, when I've seen, you know, the speaker lineup at an event or the board of directors for a huge and super influential nonprofit, and they're just not diverse at all, like not at all. And if you've listened to my very first episode, the welcome episode, you may recall that the lack of diversity, while I didn't say it in exactly those words, the lack of diversity at an event that I'd attended earlier that year was part of what actually sparked me starting this show to begin with. And at the time, I was thinking more about the people in the audience, like you, the listener, but it's really important to me that the voices being heard and the stories being told and the projects being shared are also that of a diverse group of people that actually reflects the world that we live in and also reflects the amazing solutions that are being presented in the world of sustainability. So that's objective number one. I also want to talk more about climate change and how it's impacting ecology, how climate change impacts various species that we've never heard of, how it's impacting our bodies, humans, and how plant biology, for instance, which is something that I've really gotten into in the last couple of years, plant biology is evolving so super rapidly and has been for decades in order to keep up with the rapidly changing climate and environment, because these flora are spending their entire existence completely stationary. And so plants have really had to adapt incredibly quickly to continue to thrive in, you know, a highly concretized environment, especially in large cities. And also what we can do to protect other organisms that we interact with on a daily basis, whether we know it or not. And the third thing that I would really like to bring to the show a little bit more this year is highlighting more leading edge technology that is going to be helping us to address climate change, especially the baked in warming, which is, you know, from all of the decades of mistakes that we've made, this is what we're going to be living with inevitably, regardless of what we do to change our lifestyle right now. So I really want to be highlighting some of the awesome technology that's being brought to bear right now, that's going to be leading us forward into hopefully a more sustainable, highly adaptive future. So as always, if you want to make a suggestion for interviewees, you can DM me on Instagram or head on over to the website and click Be a Guest at the top of the homepage, and there you'll be able to apply to be a guest yourself or make a guest suggestion. And we do get a lot of inquiries, so if you think that you match one of these three areas, or just in general that you'd be a great guest, please still do apply. We're not going to be able to get to everything, and I do apologize for that. Maybe at some point in the future, if this gets big enough, I can release even more content than I'm planning to release right now. But for the time being, it's going to be weekly, and I want to make sure that I get as much diversity, both in topics and in stories and in people, onto this show as possible. This is a great segue to talking about our upcoming featured guests. So one of the people that I'm really excited to be sharing with you all this year is Emily O'Brien, and she founded a company called Earth Angel. Some of you may remember my, I guess you could say, origin story when it comes to environmental sustainability was that I'd been in the film industry for many years, and I was seeing a lot of practices on set on an everyday basis that were like the opposite of sustainable, like terrible, terrible, terrible amounts of single-use plastics and styrofoam and all of these things that go into just craft services, which is the food and drink and all of that stuff, on film sets. And it was staggering. And that was just one of the areas. And also with the building and then disposal of sets that could easily be reused on countless other sets. So Emily O'Brien's Earth Angel, their whole thing is to help production companies to be more sustainable in their production. When you're a film production, all you care about is the bottom line and making sure that stuff gets done on time. I mean, that's literally all you're thinking about. Well, that's not all you're thinking about, but those are pretty much the big two things. And sometimes it doesn't necessarily lend itself to putting a whole lot of thought into making sure that your production is environmentally friendly. So Emily O'Brien is going to share her story of founding Earth Angel and also perhaps some suggestions if you are a film producer, some things that you can do on your set to make it more sustainable. Seth Manser, he's an expert in renewable energy and energy management. He's going to talk to us a lot about what the heck all those numbers mean on our electricity bill, which I just finished up that interview the other day, and it was actually really fascinating. So I'm really excited to hear more about that. Things that you can do just with your energy company, not having to install anything at all, to not just save on energy in terms of what you're consuming, but also to reduce your cost. I'm also really looking forward to chatting with Jackie Marks from the Marine Stewardship Council. We'll be chatting with her about some stuff that the MSC is working on, including their Bluefish label, which is a sustainable fisheries certification. And speaking of fisheries, our very first interview this year is with Pat Schnettler of 12 Tides, which is a kelp snack company. And that will be the very first episode of season two. So look out for that one. There's also Ben Hudgens of Novak Hair Studio. They're the first zero-waste salon down in Fort Worth, Texas, right outside of Dallas, which is a part of the world that I find myself in at least a couple of times a year. So shout out to East Texas. And then there's also Jess Gretsch. She's a listener and fan of A Sustainable Mind that has founded a clothing line modeled very closely after her very fashionable grandfather. So she focuses on upcycled fashion and will be sharing with us some cool ways to freshen up some of our older and perhaps seemingly outdated items in our closet. So those are just a few of the names that I am happy to be bringing you all in the coming weeks and months. I really hope that you'll be joining us for those episodes. All right. So now we have one more little bit of business before we get into our big announcement. Some of you have been donating over the last few years through a portal called We Did It. And A Sustainable Mind has had a fiscal sponsor, which has allowed us to receive tax-deductible donations from you, our listeners and supporters, over the years. Those donations have gone towards things such as adding accurate transcriptions to every episode and getting episodes edited, improving the website and maintaining the website, paying for podcast and web hosting, a lot of little things like that. And we have been so incredibly grateful for those donations over the years. However, unfortunately, the cost to actually maintain that tax deductible status ate up a lot of that money. And then once I factored in the time and the resources that it required to manage it all, it just wasn't very sustainable. And we love sustainability here at ASM. So we actually ended that program last month, January 2021, and that program will just no longer be available. However, there are a couple of ways that we're hoping to support the show in the future. Number one, we're hoping to have sponsors on this show. So I want to be completely transparent with you. I used to be quite against having sponsors on this show. I didn't want to dilute the content. It kind of made me feel a little bit sleazy and just not very good. And I certainly didn't want to be promoting things that weren't planet conscious and that didn't jive well with your values, the values of the show, my personal values as well. I did try a couple of sponsors over the years back in 2018 and 2019, but in general, I was just really having a challenging time finding brands that, again, aligned well with the type of content that we feature on this show. So I just didn't want to be promoting products and services that you, an eco-minded, waste-reducing, conscious consumer, wasn't going to be interested in. That was not my objective, and so it just wasn't going to work if it was not a win-win-win situation. If it wasn't a win for the show, you, the listener, as well as our sponsors. If it wasn't going to be a win-win-win situation, it just wasn't going to fly. But now, podcast sponsorships have actually come a really long way. There are probably thousands of brands out there that are advertising on podcasts specifically, and definitely some that I think that you would both appreciate and be interested in using. So if you are an avid podcast listener, you've probably already heard a ton of ads on other shows at this point. So I'm a little bit more comfortable with the idea. And honestly, it's something that I'm looking forward to because I do want to be bringing you all content on a more regular basis for the long run. And hey, that requires money to do. So if you have a company or you're affiliated with a company and you would like to partner with us, or if you are a listener and you have an idea for a brand, or you've heard a brand have an ad on a show that you've listened to, so you know that they're advertising on podcasts, and it's something that you either would be interested in purchasing or you think that would be a good fit for us, head on over to asustainablemind.com/sponsor. We'll have two things there where you can either apply to be a sponsor or where you can suggest a sponsor. And we would really love your suggestions because, hey, you're the people that we're going to be advertising to. We want to make sure that it fits with you, your values, and the stuff that you are interested in buying and learning more about. And of course, there will be an opportunity for you to continue to support the show if you would like as a listener. So for the moment, we're just going to have basically a tip jar. You can go to asustainablemind.com/give or just click the link on our social media if you're inclined to donate. But what I'm thinking of doing in the near future is doing a Patreon page. Several of you have let me know that you're interested in podcast workshops. And like I said before, podcast workshops is something that I've done on many, many occasions. And I've actually, through my day job and also my one-on-one coaching with clients, have launched probably 80 podcasts at this point with other entrepreneurs and small and mid-sized businesses. And I absolutely love helping new podcasters find their way, find their voice, and create some amazing content. So I'm thinking of doing a group workshop, and that could be something that you would have access to as a patron. Also, many of you over the years have gotten in touch with me for advice on jobs, or even just asking me to do like research for you and things that I haven't been able to really fit into my schedule. I don't know if you all can hear that sirens in the background. A quick aside, I actually literally just moved to Philadelphia like 2 days ago, which is why the season two is coming out late. I'm so, so sorry. But it's a little bit echoey in here, and I live like smack dab in the middle of downtown Philadelphia now. I love this city. I'm very happy to be here, but I really got to figure out the sound situation in my apartment. So bear with me while I'm figuring that out. The first, you know, maybe half a dozen episodes are going to be a little bit echoey while I figure that whole situation out. But anyway, so if you all want to get some one-on-one time with me or some group workshops with me, those can be things that are available to you as a patron, as well as some behind-the-scenes video that I might be shooting and then access to content earlier than the public. So I'll be letting you all know about that both on social media and on the podcast when and if I do the Patreon thing. Just keep your ears open for that. So it's finally that time. For the very first time ever, A Sustainable Mind will be hosting a live online event where you, the listener, can interact directly with the people that we interview. And that event is called Mass Eco Summit. Mass Eco Summit stands for Mitigation, Adaptation, and Sustainability Solutions in Ecology, where we will be holding panel discussions, keynotes, and workshops over 3 days. It's the week after Earth Day, so April 30th through May 2nd, and we're going to be chatting about all different types of topics from community events and community organizing to environmental justice and new technologies, and I'm crossing my fingers and hoping that we'll have a couple of workshops, including a kombucha-making workshop. I have a couple of people in mind for that, but we're still working out the details. So anyway, this event will be held, like I said, April 30th through May 2nd. And there will be live online access to these sessions. And then for anyone that signs up, you'll also have access to the sessions a couple of days after the event in case you missed something or you want to go back and review one of the videos. Tickets are not yet available, but if you would like to add your name to my speed dial and receive notifications when tickets go on sale, please head on over to masseco.live.com and you can leave either your email address, phone number, or IG handle. I know that a lot of people, you know, things can get lost in email and some people don't want to give out their phone number. A lot of people these days are communicating directly on Instagram. So give me one of those three ways of contacting you. Doesn't matter which one. And I will be updating you as we get things together for the event I'll let you know when tickets go on sale, and also some of the people that are going to be speaking as people sign on to participate. Also, all students will be able to attend for free. You did hear me right. This is not going to be a free event in general, but if you are a student and you're signing up with your school email address, tickets will be free. If you are having some financial difficulties and we'll have some sort of form and way to get you all in for that, it will be free. But studies have shown, and if you're in the nonprofit world, you know this. I've been in the nonprofit world for a few years, way back when as well. And that is when people don't pay to attend an event, especially if it is a learning-based or a community-based event, when people sign up for something that's free, they really tend not to show up. And it's really, really important to me to let our keynote speakers and our facilitators and our panel participants know that they're showing up for an audience that's going to show up for them. Also, this is, you know, it's kind of a big event and it's going to take a lot of effort and hands to kind of put together. So I want to make sure that I can bring this to you tech glitch free. Tickets will be low price, but they will be on sale. And then a portion of the proceeds are actually going to go to charity. I will be teaming up with a couple environmental nonprofits to make sure that the money goes to good use. And then after the event, those nonprofits will come on the show to share with you some of the upcoming events and projects that those funds will be going towards. So I'm really excited about this event. I'm really excited to actually meet some of you online, face-to-face, to be interacting with you. You'll be able to ask questions for panel discussions and perhaps interact a little bit with those that are doing our keynotes and interact a little bit with me as well. So this has been a really long time coming. I've wanted a way for you all to participate and not just like be on the receiving end of, you know, a two-way conversation like me and the guests and we're having a conversation. And while it feels really intimate, podcasting in general can feel really intimate, it still is kind of a one-sided conversation as far as you, the audience member, goes. And I really wanted to have a way for us to kind of all get together to discuss, you know, solutions for some of the things that we're coming up against in this ever-changing and ever-warming world. So please head on over to masseco-live.com. Again, that is masseco-live.com to sign up for event notifications. And if you want to participate either as a sponsor or partner, and if you want to be a speaker or a panelist, head on over there to sign up as well. Lastly, I wanted to give a quick shout out to those of you that have donated over the years to A Sustainable Mind through our We Did It campaign. You all have really meant a ton to me and have contributed a lot to the growth of this show and me really being able to just keep up with things kind of financially just to keep this show on the air. So I want to give a quick shout out to Vincent A., from Las Vegas, Nevada, has been a big supporter over the last couple of years. Elizabeth B. from Oak Park, Illinois, thank you so much. You have been a donor since the beginning. Same thing goes for Amanda B. from Laramie, Wyoming. Thank you so much, Amanda. I've met Amanda a couple of times in person, and you are an amazing person. I really, really appreciate your support. Same thing goes for Jessica D., another OG from Topeka, Kansas. Thank you so much, Jessica. You're awesome. Thank you. And some one-timers, David H. from Culver City, California. David, I miss you. David was with me for the last couple of years as I was on the management committee for the local Sierra Club down there. David, thank you so much. You've been a big support, not just with A Sustainable Mind, but just a big supporter of me personally. I super duper appreciate you. You're an awesome, awesome guy. Thank you so much. Peter H. from Munich. Peter, thank you so much. Your support is so very much appreciated. So again, thank you all very much for your donations over the years. It definitely helped get a lot of things done here at A Sustainable Mind, and I hope that we can continue to be worthy of your support in the future. Thanks again, everyone, and again, welcome to Season 2. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time on A Sustainable Mind.